problem with it always being the way we think it should be is that we cannot see the big picture. And here we are praying for the highest good and then trying to say how that's going to happen. Yeah, it has to be this way. So if we're praying for the highest good, we have to give God some leeway. Because God knows how to do it much better, much quicker, much easier, much less expensive than we do. That doesn't mean we sit back and just wait for God to do it, however. We do have to take the action to make it happen, whatever it is. So the biggest way to overcome depression is to separate yourself from the circumstance. To pull yourself back away from the circumstance and allow the circumstance to be the circumstance. This is my circumstance today. Now, how can I resolve this? Oh, well, I can call so-and-so and get a shower. I can go to this restaurant and get a meal. I can go over here and work. Being depressed about the circumstances will not change the circumstances. It adds to the circumstance if you allow yourself to be depressed. It strengthens the circumstance. When you step back from the circumstance, you can choose how to respond. Then you can start creating the resolution, the ideas, and the way to resolve it. So you might be able to start to see that the depression is a habit, it's a way of being, there's value in having it, in that we have our pity party, we get to feel sorry for ourselves, we get to have other people feel sorry for us. So there's value in it. We got to be willing to give up that value. And being depressed. We've got to gather more value from being grateful, being alive, being creative, being active, energetic, filled with energy instead of drained. Any questions? Okay, then we're going to take a little break and then we'll come back and do some breathing.
So you pretty much have the physical characteristics you pretty much then can check on yourself to see if you're depressed.
Yeah, if you're feeling tired and exhausted, There's something you're depressed about. If you're feeling sad, look to see what your mind is doing. What circumstance is not all right with you?
So is there such a thing as being sad and not depressed?
Yes, when you're authentically sad and only lasts for a couple of minutes, then it's healed. So if you're authentically in your sadness, you're not depressed. But if your sadness is lasting and lasting and lasting, that's depression. That's one of the aspects of depression.
Is also the word upset, when you're upset all the time, is that also depression?
It's the same thing. Any emotion authentically experienced can only last for a few minutes. You cannot hold an emotion authentically, because you're experiencing it. You can only hold it if it's drama. So if your anger is lasting, it's drama.
Actually, the drama is holding me.
Yeah.
I'm giving my power to that.
You're giving your power to it instead of just changing your mind. said, wait a minute, I refuse this. I'm not going to have this ruin my day. So you change your mind. Then you change your action. And then your result changes. The tendency is to want to stay in that emotion.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's times where I say, I'm going to get out of this, and I go do something, and I forget that I was in it, you know?
Right.
That was happening in and out the last few days. But I noticed I was getting up in the morning eating stuff that I knew would not make me feel like exercising, would not make me feel like getting on the phone, would not make me feel like running around with the baby. It was going to be something that was going to want make me go back to sleep.
So yeah. That's depression. Because you don't normally eat that way. And now because of the circumstance, now you have permission to eat that way. See, it's irrational. It's irrational behavior.
I want Pop-Tarts. I don't know, I have to remember. I buy Pop-Tarts, I'm depressed.
Okay.
It's the first thing we bought when we went out that day.
I asked you yesterday, where's the Pop-Tarts? He said, I got them 3 days ago. I got on the day before, and they were like, 9 gone already. And then I was fighting to get one piece from you. You were going, put your hands up that last piece.
So if you're authentically experiencing the emotions, they only last a short while, and then they're complete. Depression, long-lasting depression, is just unwillingness to manage your mind. And there's payoff in
there's
it.
There's a lot of that going on in the world, isn't there?
Absolutely.
You hear about it on TV all the time.
8 times more people die of secondary heart attacks because of depression. Out of a test of 1,700 people, 8 times more people died of secondary heart attacks who were negative thinkers, pessimistic, and depressed. That's how powerful that whole self-pity party is. Okay, let's take a break, and then we'll come back.